Not since 1972 has a Republican presidential candidate carried Minnesota. Richard Nixon carried the state in his landslide win that year. Ronald Reagan never won it in the 80s. Neither President Bush ever won it. But Donald Trump came close to winning that changing state in 2016. Today, the president's oldest son campaigns there, and Joe Biden's wife, Jill, also visits a state that is considered in play. Here's Mark Zedeklik of Minnesota Public Radio.
A woman sitting outside a brew pub in the northern Minnesota town of Aiken gives voice to a growing problem for Democrats in rural Minnesota.
I'm kind of disillusioned, and I'm really confused. I'm a registered Democrat, but yet I see all this stuff that I just don't agree with.
Gretchen asked us not to use her full name. She worries sharing her politics could hurt her family's business. She does not like President Trump and voted for Hillary Clinton 4 years ago. But she's no longer happy with Democrats. She opposes the face mask mandate Minnesota's Democratic governor ordered. She also blames Democrats for recent rioting in Minneapolis-St. Paul and other urban areas.
The Republican Party is kind of speaking to my heart more than the Democrats, so I think I'm going to have to vote Trump this time.
Not long ago, Democrats had solid support in much of rural Minnesota, but that's eroded.
We will keep on doing what we can to keep the Democrats alive in Minnesota.
That's Bill Pick, leader of the Aiken County Democratic Party. He did not see the turn coming. He calls it mind-boggling.
It's really sad to see that there's a potential of Minnesota going to be a red state.
Republican Dale Lewick represents Aiken and the surrounding area in the Minnesota legislature. He defeated a Democrat 6 years ago. He says growing support for Republicans in rural Minnesota has a lot to do with economics and urban Democrats' environmentalism, which threatens new mining and fossil fuel energy jobs.
Should be no surprise that people are just plain done with the, oh no, we can't do anything here because we might hurt the environment. You know, and we're just not going to take it anymore.
University of Minnesota political science professor Larry Jacobs says places like Aiken County are no longer the priority for Democrats they once were.
Democrats talk about fighting for rural Minnesota, but their policies and their voters have in effect written off rural Minnesota.
Jacobs says the Democratic-Republican divide between urban and rural Minnesota trailed the split that developed nationally decades ago, in no small part because of a strong union mining economy in northern Minnesota. Many of those jobs are now gone, and Jacobs says Minnesota now looks much more like the rest of the country. Political analyst Todd Rapp says Minnesota Republicans still face a steep hurdle in statewide elections.
I still think Biden is the favorite and a solid favorite in Minnesota, in large part because there's such a strong core Democratic vote in the central cities and the first and second ring suburbs.
Back in Aiken County, most people will vote by mail this fall because of the pandemic. Deb Ibanez, who proudly displays Trump banners and lawn signs outside her home, says she's worried about voter fraud and doubts about the outcome.
I would pray that we as Republicans would graciously bow down to it, but I don't know, you could be waking a sleeping giant too.
And given recent civil unrest, she fears there could be an uprising if Trump loses. For NPR News, I'm Mark Zedeklik in Aiken, Minnesota.